To pilot a racehorse is to ride a half-ton catapult. It is without question one of the most formidable feats in sport. The extraordinary athleticism of the jockey is unparalleled. A study of the elements of athleticism conducted by Los Angeles exercise physiologists and physicians found that of all major sports competitors, jockeys may be, pound for pound, the best overall athletes. They have to be. To begin with, there are the demands on balance, coordination, and reflex. A horse's body is a constantly shifting topography, with a bobbing head and neck and roiling muscle over the shoulders, back, and rump. On a running horse, a jockey does not sit in the saddle. He crouches over it, leaning all of his weight on his toes, which rest on the thin metal bases of stirrups dangling about a foot from the horse's top line. When a horse is in full stride, the only parts of the jockey that are in continuous contact with the animal are the insides of the feet and ankles. Everything else is balanced in midair. In other words, jockeys squat on the pitching backs of their mounts, a task much like perching on the grill of a car while it speeds down a twisting, potholed freeway in traffic.